Man. First off, let me just apologize. I just got out of the shower because if you paid attention yesterday and today, my beard needed a bad trim. And Kendra hooked me up this afternoon and I had to get in the showers. I had hair everywhere. And my hat's in the dryer right now. So, you know, I mean, it's LSU hate week. We got Alabama. I mean, we got LSU in a couple days. I got tickets. So me and Kendra will be in Tuscaloosa Saturday, but I don't know why I felt like I needed to tell y'all that, but hey, you know, welcome to my mind. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the final episode of the week of The Hot Seat. Ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, Hot Seat Todd, and it's been a good week so far. I mean, if you get rid of the election, but as I said yesterday, I really don't pay that much attention to it and don't really look at it as a litmus test or anything like that of what could possibly happen in the midterms. Now, what I will say is that if the peckerwooded Republicans and the piece of garbage GOP continues to play the game the way they're playing it, we're done. It's over. You can forget it. You can check it out. It's done. It's over. And we'll lose. We will lose the midterms if they continue to play the game the way they're playing it right now. Ain't no doubt about it. And that's what we're going to talk about this afternoon. But before we get there, I've got to answer an email, and I have a new family member to introduce to you. He will be arriving this weekend. Me and Kendra are very, very, very excited about it. Cuteness overload, might I go ahead and warn you. But the email, not going to say this person's name because they didn't tell me I could. So the email is pretty simple. Hey guys, I was wondering if you could give me advice on how to reach other women my age to turn away from liberal views and to vote better, for this country and not make it worse. P.S. I'm 23. So right in the worst, decade. That's very difficult. And out of every question that I get, every email that I get, every DM that I get, this one is extremely difficult, if not impossible, to answer. Because I'll be real with you, I have no idea. How to get to a 18 to 22, 23-year-old. I have no idea. In the days, and it's because of my age. At 42, we don't relate to nothing, okay? We didn't grow up watching the same movies. We don't listen to the same music. We don't watch the same TV shows. 90% of us in my age and your age, the 23-year-old, we don't believe in the same things. We don't shop at the same stores. Like, we don't wear the same clothes. I mean, we're different. What I would tell you is try your best to find common ground. And that's very, 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 very difficult to do with a young liberal. Especially a young liberal. You know, as you age, sometimes you're more perceptive to learn new things, to listen to alternative views and things like that. But young people, no, y'all retarded. I mean, you're retarded. Now I understand I'm 42 and I'm retarded. I'm set in my ways. I am who I am and I ain't changing. But the only advice I can give you is one of two things. Number one, try to find common ground and then really lean on that. And number two, be an example. Like, listen, that is the commonality, if that's the word I'm looking for, with the majority of liberals, is they're just miserable all the time. Always mad about something, always aggravated about something, always rage posting on the Twitterverse and recording rage ticky-tockies, crying into the camera, screaming, hollering, yelling, all this. I mean, just nuts. Nuts. And eventually, yes, I'm cold. Eventually, that gets old. Like, it gets overwhelming. It gets old. It gets tiresome. And it has to be exhausting. I mean, it really has to be. And so, like, if they look at you, and every time they see you, you're happy, you're laughing, you're smiling, you're enjoying the world that God spoke into existence for you, and you live your life as a joyful Christian. Now, don't misunderstand. There is a difference between joy and happy, okay? Big difference. Happy is just an emotion. It's temporary. It comes and it goes. It comes and it goes. True joy is there. People can see it. People can sense it when they talk. You ever been in a room with somebody? And there's one guy I'm thinking about. He's an elder at our church. I can't remember his name. Maybe Kendra will put it in the chat in a minute. He's Tennessee fan, big Tennessee fan. And he's an elder in our church. I love this dude to death. I love him to death. He's a hugger. First time I met him, shook my hand, hugged my neck, talked to me. And we got to know each other a little better. And I saw him at an event in the community and, you know, had his Tennessee stuff on and all that stuff during the Tennessee-Alabama game. And we're talking and, you know, he's kind of chipping at me, but not really. And I really want to go hard into the paint on the Tennessee game, but I couldn't. And then we beat Tennessee. And then I remember going to church and I looked at Kendra and I said, I can't even give this guy crap. Like, typically, if Alabama plays your team, whether it be Auburn, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, LSU, or whatever, and we win, oh, I'm giving you shit for a while. This guy is too good and he's too happy and he's too nice. I hate those people. Like, not literally, but you ever just been around those people that they're so good, it's annoying. They're so nice, it's annoying. And hey, David is his name. Yeah, David. Thank you, baby. David is his name. I love David to death. Him and his wife, and I swear to God, they got like 12 kids. Like, they have a bus that they have to carry all their kids around. Amazing family. But David is so freaking nice, it just annoys me because you can't give a person like that crap. You can't pick on him. You can't aggravate him because you just feel like a horrible person. And so that's the only thing I can tell you to do is be an example. Be that person that eventually, might not be today, might not be tomorrow, whatever, but eventually they're going to come up to you and like, why are you happy all the time? Why are you, do you see how our country is, how things are going? How are you so positive? How are you so excited? Well, then they open that door and you just come right on in. Well, let me tell you about my Jesus, or let me tell you about how I feel about things, or let me tell you why I'm positive and excited and stuff about these things. All right. Why I have such a good attitude about things. And there's your door. There's your door. Maybe it works. Maybe it won't. The issue with the young generation and even some people in the older generation. See, I firmly believe, and I think I've told you guys this before, I don't believe there's such a thing as an atheist. I really don't. I don't. I really, honest to God, serious, hand to God, I do not believe that anybody is really, truly, truly an atheist. I think it's more so about accountability, responsibility, and consequence. I really believe that people, they don't refuse to believe that a God exists or that there could be a creator, somebody that spoke everything into existence. I don't think they exist. I think more so they don't want to believe that one of these days they're going to be standing in front of this person and are going to have to answer for the things that they've done on earth. I think that's the problem. Because see, if you believe that, if like us as Christian nationalists, if you believe that, well, then your mentality changes. Okay, your day-to-day changes. The way you act, the way you interact with people, the way you talk to your spouse, the way you talk to your kids, the way you talk to your friends. All right, the way you act in public, the things you look at on your computer, all of that stuff changes when you have a firm grip and a firm belief and a firm knowledge, knowing that there is a God that existed that made the ultimate sacrifice for me and you. And while it's free, while salvation is free, there will be accountability one day. There will be judgment one day. And when you believe that, you adjust. Okay, you check fire and you adjust. Well, the people that are out there acting a fool, they don't want to accept the fact that one of these days, all this crazy stuff that they're doing, murdering babies and changing their kids' genders and having sex changes and same-sex marriages and transgenderism and all this crazy stuff, they're going to have to answer for it one day. They don't want to believe that. They just want to carry on their day-to-day nutty lives without accountability, responsibility, and judgment. Now, judgment doesn't come from us. Doesn't come from me. No, not at all. Live your life, boo-boo. You ain't got to answer to me. But that's just my two cents. And good luck. It's really hard, really hard, really hard to get somebody to change their mentality and change their belief system without introducing accountability. It's impossible. If somebody doesn't have accountability, if somebody doesn't have responsibility and personal responsibility, then you're not going to get them to change, okay? Because they think they can just, if it feels good, go do it. Doesn't matter. That's why you see people, they're evil and they need to die. That's why you see the Charlie Kirk Halloween costumes. That's why you see these people making fun of Erica and J.D. Vance and wishing death upon us and presidents and the president and all that stuff. Because there's no accountability. They don't have a soul. There is no soul. All right. There is no relationship with God. There is no conviction of the Holy Spirit. That doesn't exist. And as you guys see on a daily, literally a daily basis, a man or woman living without conviction. And this is what you get. This is the result. This is the end result. So there you go. Do not forget to hit that like button. Do not forget to hit that share button, ladies and gentlemen. From P. Willis, ever since the day you, Todd, and this podcast prayed for my daughter after her friend killed herself, my daughter has gotten so much more into God, studies every day, and goes every Wednesday and Sunday. And I love that. Like, P. Willis, I love that. Listen, all the advice that we give, all the things that we talk about, the only thing that matters is stuff like that. Like, seriously, when I get to heaven, God's not going to ask me if I voted for Donald Trump. He's not. He's not going to ask me how I felt about abortion or how I felt about immigration policies or anything like that. No, 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 no. He's going to go up and goes, hey, you remember that day on November the 6th when you did that show and that P. Willis 1776 thanked you? Yeah, I smiled when you read that. I smiled. I knew it was coming, but I smiled. I'm proud of you. That's what matters. That's what matters to me. So thank you for that. Wolfpack Todd, 5 subscriptions. Thank you, buddy. Thank you for donating 5 subscriptions. I appreciate that. So like I said, you can hit the like button, hit that repost button. If you're not following the channel, that's the only thing I really ask you to do is to hit that follow channel or follow button because it doesn't cost you anything. It's free. And on top of that, when I go live, you'll get a notification that, hey, I'm live. And then, yeah, you can just come hang out. Not too much to ask. Also, there's a subscribe button underneath there. It costs you $5 a month. It's not required. It is appreciated, but not required. Also, lastly, there is a little box underneath there with a little present, little Crema present. You can give subscriptions like Wolfpack Todd just did. Again, not required, but appreciated. And if you donate some money in there for a super chat, super question, rumble rant, whatever you want to call it, I'll stop the show as long as I'm not like in a mid lecture and we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about because I firmly believe that, yeah, my name is right here, but this is your show. You control it. I mean, this is you. I am here for you because God knows I hate hearing myself talk. So I'm here for you. He's going to ask if you ever called anyone a peckerhead. I've done it a lot. And he knows that. He knows that. But to each his own. So are you ready? Are you ready to meet Charlie? All right. Charlie is the newest addition to me and Kendra's household here. And he will be arriving hopefully sometime this weekend. And here he is. This is Charlie. And I'm really, really excited about Charlie. There he is right there. He's coming here all the way from the great state of Oklahoma. It's not a poodle. It's a golden doodle, you peckerhead. But I'm sorry. He's gorgeous. All right. He's adorable. And I can't wait. He's mine. He is a male. He's mine. And his name's Charlie. And I'm really excited. I'm really excited for him to show up. I got him last night. And I'm super excited to meet Charlie and hang out with Charlie. I can't wait. So the reason that me and Kendra decided to get Charlie is because, you know, we're empty nesters now. And we don't have any kids here, so it's just us and Sadie. You know, Sadie's our white golden doodle. And, you know, when we go, like, to football games or go visit family or something, you know, she's here all by herself in this basement downstairs, which is a big basement. But she's here by herself, and she needs a friend. She needs a friend. And before anybody asks, no, I did not name him. Then this was my biggest worry about Charlie. Folks are going to be like, oh, he named him after Charlie Kirk. No, his name was already Charlie. The breeders named him. I just thought the name. I was like, yeah, that's cool. Let's call him Charlie. Never had a dog named Charlie. So let's do it. Yes, KJ13 in Oklahoma. In Oklahoma, I can't remember the name of the place, but somewhere there in Oklahoma. T-Bird 99. You know what? I forgot I could do this. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry, guys. T-Bird, since I started listening to the hot seat, you've encouraged me to spend more time in prayer. Thank you for what you're doing, my brother. Honestly, for me, prayer has been a gift from y'all. Like, I really have to be honest with all of you. Prayer has been the biggest gift you guys have ever given me. Because before I started doing this for a living, I prayed, but I didn't really pray a lot. You know, I wouldn't say I was a praying person, but you guys have made me that way. Like, from the day I started praying after Dear America, when Kendra asked me to pray for her dad and her mom, and then it just kind of took off and you guys asked for it and wanted me to continue to do it. I tell Kendra all the time, and she knows this, I was not a praying person, but Kendra is a big time praying woman, like big time praying woman. But you guys and Kendra have really, really given me a prayer life. And so thank you guys for that. I do appreciate that. I do. I owe it to you guys. Thank you, Shorty. 5 more subscriptions donated. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. You guys are freaking awesome. Like, y'all are just awesome. So, sad news to start the show off. You guys know by now, I mean, you can see the helmet right here, signed by Randy White and Tony Dorsett. Big Cowboys fan. Always been a big Cowboys fan. And sad news out of Dallas. So, there's a Cowboys defensive end named Marshawn Nealon. He's 24 years old. And he scored his first touchdown. I don't know if you guys watched the Cowboys, but they played the Cardinals Monday night, and he actually blocked a punt and scored his first touchdown. And sadly, last night he was found dead in Frisco, Texas. And this was brought to light by ESPN, but also Officer Tatum. So defensive end Marshawn Nealon, 24, was found dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound after a police pursuit in Frisco, Texas. His girlfriend reported a concerning message before he fled the scene, and he took his life and was found in a portable toilet, and he had just scored his first touchdown this past Monday on Monday Night Raw. I don't want to watch the video or nothing like that. So, yeah, this guy is gone. He's dead. He's passed away, obviously. We don't really know what's going on. Depression, you know, anxiety, whatever the case may be. We don't know what's going on in his personal life, but very sad to see somebody that young, 24 years old, 24 years old and no longer with us. Prayers for his family. fiance, girlfriend, parents, grandparents, Cowboy Nation, the organization, and all those things. So it's very heartbreaking for that. Let's see. Lady Vika, would it be okay to end Hot Seat Show with prayer every day like you do Dear America? You know what? I forgot to do that yesterday, and I apologize for that. I've been meaning to do that at the end of every show. But I, yes, Vika, absolutely, for sure, for sure, for sure, for sure. But to Cowboys Nation, my heart goes out to you. So Sydney Sweeney, and I don't want to talk about this long, but Sydney Sweeney did an interview. I don't even know who this interview was with, but of course they have to ask the question about white jeans with a G. Whatever.
The criticism of the content, which was basically that maybe specifically in this political climate, like white people shouldn't joke about genetic superiority. Like that was kind of like the criticism, broadly speaking. And since you are talking about this, I just wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about that specifically.
I think that when I have an issue that I want to speak about, people will hear.
Perfect. I don't really know Sydney Sweeney. I don't watch. There's only one movie I've ever watched with her in it, and it's a newer one with Glenn Powell in it, which, by the way, if you haven't watched Chad Powers on Hulu, you're missing out. It's a good show. But perfect answer right there. Basically, she said, listen, I don't answer retarded questions because it's jeans with a J, all right, as in blue jeans, as in jeans, not my genetic jeans. I mean, I don't understand why we're still talking about this and why she or anybody else for that matter is still getting questions about this. I mean, it's just freaking retarded. Just retarded. But anyway, to each his own. Moving on. So we actually have a win. Well, they call it a win in Texas. I don't really call this a win. Hang on. Let me ask a question here. Let me just, before I even bring this up. All right. Let me ask a serious question here. When something in the government, like whether it's from the executive branch, an executive order, or the judicial branch, or whatever, and something gets passed that's common sense, I don't call that a win. I'm like, you voted on that? Like, we vote on two genders? Like, we have to decide to vote on if there's two genders? We have to vote and decide that men don't belong in women's bathrooms? Like, we have to vote on this stuff? Like, really? Really? So, coming out of Texas, they call it a win. I call it common sense. But, hey, you know, to each his own, whatever. But out of the Fifth Circuit court, Todd, you retard, Texas upholds the law preventing children from attending explicit drag shows. Texas has received the green light to enforce the law, and according to Eric, we win, the children win. That's not a win, okay? That's not a win. That's not a win. It shouldn't be legal to take your kids to a man in a dress with his pecker tucked. That shouldn't be legal. Like, that shouldn't be legal anywhere. Like, the dude in Florida that was, you know, pulling his pud in front of kids in a park. That's common sense. Like, first you beat the shit out of them, then you arrest them. Like, is this on? Am I by myself? Like, Lord have mercy. Congratulations, Texas. You're not allowed to take your kids to half-naked drag shows. I guess, you know, congratulations, I guess. All right. Tim McBride, you know, the man that thinks he's a woman wearing the greatest Halloween costume ever invented. Yeah. So this person, who I'm assuming is an influencer, walked up to him. And did this, and I'll be honest with you, I have a different opinion about this. So,
Timothy, I'm Joseph Philip Daniel.
Nice to meet you.
Hopefully you don't have child porn on your phone. Better not be a pedophile. God's watching you, man.
Could you please give us some space?
And what you do on Capitol Hill, I'll come back to you. Jesus is watching you, Timothy McBride. You man, how dare you act like a woman out here? How dare you?
Nope. All right, guys. That's not how we do business, okay? Is this guy that's pretending to be a woman, dressing up like a woman, is he wrong? Absolutely, 100% wrong. But that's not how Christians conduct business. Not like that, okay? We don't do that, all right? That right there is the reason why so many people hate Christians and so many people hate judgmental Christians. Is that person right? I mean, yeah. But wrong verbiage, wrong attitude, all around. Like seriously. And I know a lot of people are going to be like, Todd, you're wrong. I'm not. Biblically, I'm not. All right. That's not how we do things. Now, I will tell you how I handle these situations. I will call you by your name. If his name is legally Sarah, I'll call him Sarah. I will call him Sarah. Legally, his name is Sarah. I'm not using his pronouns, though. Not doing it. Won't do it. Okay? But, I mean, I do agree. God's watching that guy. Jesus is watching that person. All right? But there's a better way to handle these things. There's a better way to talk to these things in that type of position. There's a better way of doing it. And we got to do better. We do. We got to do better. He handled that way wrong. But moving on. It's still kind of funny, though. Like, and yeah, maybe not a Christian thing of me to say, but I laughed. I thought it was funny. But I wouldn't do it because it's just wrong. So, you know how we've been told over and over and over by Lucifer, by Chucky, by Timothy, by Fang Fang Bang Bang and the rest of the Democrats, that illegals are not voting? Illegals are not voting. They're not. Well, in Coldwater, Kansas, they are, for sure, because the mayor of Coldwater, Kansas, he's just been arrested. And why, you might ask? Well, you know what? I'll let Kansas tell you. But remember, illegals are not voting. Okay, they're not voting.
The mayor of Coldwater accused of election fraud. The charges come hours after he secured a second term in office. Attorney General Chris Kobach charged Mayor Jose Joe Ceballos with 6 felonies, 3 counts each of voting without being qualified and election perjury. Kobach claims Ceballos is lawfully living in the U.S., but is a citizen of Mexico, making him ineligible to vote. The AG alleges the mayor illegally cast ballots in the August 2024 primary and November 2022 and 2023 general elections.
In large part, our system...
So, not only in Kansas is somebody that's not eligible to vote voting, but they're winning elections. This peckerhead is the mayor, a mayor in Kansas. And you heard that, right? Like, we all heard that. Like, I know I heard it. His second term, which means you literally just had somebody who was not eligible to be an elected official in said country as an elected official and got reelected to a second term. So, you know, Timu Obama and the rest of you out there that are telling me that illegals are not voting, they're not getting federal assistance. Hello? Hello? So, again, that's why we're talking about the filibuster later today. I mean, we got to do it. We got to do it. You know what? I have something on Candace, but I'm skipping it. I'm not talking about her today. I'm not doing it. I'm out. I quit. I give up. After she got popped today, she got caught with her pants down, lying. I'm out. I'm done. I'm over it. I quit. I give up. So, moving past it. Well, we did have an announcement at Capitol Hill today. Nancy Pelosi is not seeking re-election, leaving a huge hole in San Francisco. Katty Highlander. Then they need to go after that lady in St. Paul. That's an illegal that got voted in as mayor. She publicly stated I know. She said, I saw that. She said she was illegal and she was elected. I agree, but, you know, to each his own. So I got a few clips of old Nancy Pelosi, just a couple of my favorites. And, I mean, man, we're really going to miss her. I mean, we really are. So this clip number one from, you know,
we take an oath to protect and defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. And
can I just say that every time I see her on TV doing an interview, I really expect to see those monkeys from The Wizard of Oz, like, just fly past the screen, like, at any moment. Like, just any moment. Sorry.
Sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with their allies in the Congress of the United States. It's really actually shameful. Enemies of the state.
Enemies. You. Yeah, we're enemies of the state. I mean, enemies of the state. She was drunk. She was drunk. And this is Nancy Pelosi's daughter. When asked about her mom, I mean, I just listen.
Just what are your feelings about this person who you know quite well becoming Speaker of the House for a second time?
She'll cut your head off and you won't even know you're bleeding. That's all you need to know about her.
Really? Like, you were asked about your mother. Your mother, the woman that bore you, and the first thing that pops out of your head is, yeah, my mom's great. She'll cut your head off and you won't even know you're bleeding. Cool story. Wow. Johnny Marine, I have a question. How in the hell is he the mayor of a city in Kansas? He's a citizen in Mexico. Again, Johnny, they're not voting. That's not real. It's not real. They're not voting. Thank you, Jersey, for the gifted subscriptions. You're awesome, bro. Thank you. Always good to see your name in the chat, my friend. You, Johnny Marine, and a bunch of y'all. I have a question. How do y'all feel about Marjorie Taylor Greene right now? Like seriously. There are so many folks that are claiming to be conservative. They're just going off the freaking reservation, man. Like straight off the reservation. I'll be honest. Marjorie Taylor Greene was on CNN. And I'm like you, Sam Allen. I'm mixed. I'm mixed with her right now. And I have to admit, I'm really starting to lean in the I don't like her slightly, just a little bit. I don't know, but and I know a lot of you guys are saying the same thing, like 50-50. This might push you on my side just a little bit because I this is just weird. Like, I mean, honestly, what she said about Nancy Pelosi, I don't know.
I will praise Nancy Pelosi. She had an incredible career for her party. I served under her speakership in my first term of Congress, and I'm very impressed at her ability to get things done. I wish we could get things done for our party like Nancy Pelosi was able to deliver for her party. So I wish her well in her retirement. But I would like to see people exit Washington a lot sooner rather than wait until they're 80s.
Yeah, we are.
Okay, like, no. I don't get that. Now, I do understand that, like, Nancy's, like, 85 years old. There's, y'all, I'm telling you, Todd's not working at 85, which I'm not going to make it to 85 years old. There's, no. I'm not, at 85, you're still in Congress, 85, but Marjorie Taylor's getting, yeah, Johnny, I agree, she's getting really swampy, like, I'm really starting to worry about her, I'm serious, I do agree Exactly, Trent. I don't work at 42. I don't. Hey, when you love your job, you never work a day. And that's the truth. I love my job, and I never feel like this is work. I feel like, honestly, every time I turn on the camera and the countdown goes to all zeros, I literally feel I'm sitting at a bar with 700 of my friends just hanging out, having a conversation. That's what it feels like to me. That's what it feels like to me. Let's see. I love this jersey. I'm telling you, our politicians are soft as baby shit. They are, man. They are soft serve. Nah, ain't no doubt about it. Ain't no doubt about it. I need more from this statement, because in a sense that Nancy Pelosi was literally willing to do whatever it took. And I have to give, I need to like put my feet in holy water when I say this, but I respect the fact that Nancy Pelosi was willing to do whatever it took, legal or illegal, bend the rules or shatter them, to get done what her crazy ass mind thought was best for the country. So that, I really wish the GOP would drink some of that Kool-Aid. I really wish they would. But look, she's a trash panda, like bar none. I mean, she's worth like $120 million. I've showed y'all the stock app like 50 times on this show, at least. You can literally download an app and it will buy and sell stock when she buys and sells stock. There's no reason for that to even exist if you're a congressperson. No reason for that to exist. None. And so, yeah, 85, good freaking riddance. Like, really. So, no. But, and this is why I say what I say about this poor, pitiful woman that has literally had so many facelifts that her damn belly button, that's why she wears turtlenecks all the time, because I'm pretty confident that her belly button is like, it's like right here. It's like, it's gotta be. I mean, it has to be. Like, she's had her face lifted so many times that her belly button has came up like 2 feet. Like, I mean, that's just not possible. But we do remember this disrespectful, when she was Speaker of the House and Trump got done speaking, her ripping up the speech like the asshole that she is. Like, I mean, and she's like, well, I just, you know, I didn't mean anything by it. Bitch, you held it up in the air for everybody to see in front of the cameras to rip it up. Like, just totally disrespectful. This woman is a piece of trash. Like I said, she's a trash panda. Good riddance. Nobody's going to miss you, especially not on our side. Go forth and do great things, and hopefully you and your gay husband and his butt-naked, hammer-swinging lover live happily ever after, because I'm still convinced that, her husband was doing some dirty with a half-naked dude, got caught, and was like, hey, hit me with a hammer so this doesn't get out. I still believe that. And if you ask President Trump what he thinks about, here we go.
I think she's an evil woman. I'm glad she's retiring. I think she did the country a great service by retiring. I think she was a tremendous liability for the country.
And on Dick Cheney.
I thought she was an evil woman who did a poor job, who cost the country a lot in damages and in reputation. I thought she was terrible. I think she's a...
And that's, again, that's all... I mean, that woman has been in Congress for 137 years. And she's in, you know, she's supposed to be for San Francisco. Have you seen San Francisco? And that's where I judge you as a politician. Not what you do in D.C., you know, which we can talk about those types of things, but at the end of your career as a politician, no, I want to go back to your district. I want to go back to the people that you represent and look at what you've done for the people who trusted you with their vote. And if your district is still a shithole, then what have you done? Like literally, what have you done? Like Jasmine Crockett, Lord have mercy. When we went to the Texas State Fair, I had no idea that her district was there. It's a shithole. While she's wearing all these fancy stuff and like the 6-inch eyelashes, looking like that Muppet and living the high life and trying to become ticky-tocky famous, her people in Texas are suffering because she's not doing what they elected her to do, and that serve them. That's what Nancy Pelosi, Jasmine, AOC, Bernie, all these people have forgotten, okay? We lost this country in its entirety, when elected officials made the decision that they knew better than the people that voted for them. No, no, no. If you are my elected official, I'll call you in a heartbeat and say, you need to be doing what the hell me and your people are telling you to do. That's your only job. Your only job is to be my megaphone. That's your job. That's your job, is to be a megaphone and an echo chamber for the people that voted for you. Blue or red, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. All right? That's your job. Your job is not for you to sit down and you to decide what's best for your people. No, they decided when they voted. They decided. So all these rhino Republicans that are from red areas, that their entire district is just red and they're battling Trump, I have no respect for you. And I can't stand you, and you shouldn't be in the position that you're in because you're disrespecting the office and you're disrespecting the purpose of the office, period, period. But anyway, so Trump made an announcement today at 11 o'clock about with Dr. Oz and Big Pharma and stuff like that. But I gotta be honest with you guys, it didn't go the way I thought it was gonna go. Like it really didn't. And I'll explain why. But first, during the press conference, this brother just smooth passed out. Now, he's fine. He's okay. But I mean, he did. This dude over here, I think it's this guy right here. It ain't that guy. This guy just smooth passed out.
But today we you okay?
No, he's not okay. Yeah, that guy right. Night night. Yeah, he went night night.
We're gonna break away for just a moment.
So he passed out. All right, let me tell you really quickly, and all of you guys that ever stood in formation in the military for hours on end, you know what just happened. Josh just said it. Don't lock your knees, bro. Don't lock your knees. I have caught so many privates, like, literally about to go, and I catch them before they face plant in the ground. Don't lock your knees if you're standing up for long periods of time, because that's going to happen. Like, that's going to happen. But getting to the announcement itself, okay? So Trump made this particular announcement about two medications. And guys, I don't like it. I just don't. And I'll tell you
why. Lilly and Novo Nordisk are committing to offer Zepbound and Wegovy at most favored nations rates for American patients. This will slash the cost of Wegovy from $1,350 a month to ultimately $250 a month. $1,350 to $250. Did I do a good job? They don't write about it. You know, they like to not write these things. And reduce, you think Biden could have done this? I don't think so. And reduce the monthly cost of Zepbound from $1,080 to $346. In addition, they're both committing that future GLP-1 weight loss drugs taken orally, which occurred.
Okay, so that was really hard for him to understand, but so I'll read this for you. All right, so the president announced today that the prices for weight loss drugs like Zepbound and Wegovy will be reduced, all right? they're going to go down for $1,300 a month to ultimately $250 a month. And Zepbound is going to go from $1,080 a month to $346 a month. Now, for those of you who don't know and understand, I love the president. I do. I love him. But I don't understand the strut here. I don't understand the brag. I don't get it. Okay. I don't. I'm sorry. I love him. But the fact that he's gotten these two drug prices reduced, and here is Abound right here. I mean, it's a weight loss drug. That's it. It's a weight loss drug. And Zegovy is the Serena Williams drug. All right. Now, with all due respect, and as Ricky Bobby says, with all due respect, Mr. President, that ain't worth a velvet painting of a whale and a dolphin getting it on. Like, it's not. Like, I'm sorry. How about you lower asthma drug medication or diabetes or cancer treatment? You know, not, I don't think that it's a strut word. It's strut worthy to say, I just lowered the cost of a shortcut fat loss pill by 50%. I don't see the strut. Like, I don't see it. Now, if it's diabetic medication or radiation or cancer treatment or asthma or anything like that, I'm going to be here going, woo, good job. But I don't like these products anyway. Ozempic, stuff like that, anything that you inject in your body for weight loss, guys, the risk versus the reward, it ain't worth it. It ain't worth it. Like, if you're paying $400 or $500 a month for Ozempic, or and again, you're using them exclusively for a weight loss medication. Guys, a gym membership's $50 a month. Like, I mean, it's $50 a month. And again, that's just where I am with the American people today. Like, we don't want to put in the time. We don't want to put in the effort. I'd be the first to tell you, it's hard as hell to maintain this at 42 years old. I hurt every day. My shoulders and my chest right now are killing me. All right, they are I'm sore as all get out right now. But stop looking for these shortcuts. This shit is not good for you. All right, it's not. It tears your stomach up. It ruins the lining of your esophagus. Like, it tears your body up. And then if people think that you can take this shit and continue to eat however you want, you don't change your routine, you don't add exercise, you don't change your diet, and the second you get off this stuff, I mean, you double what you already were. So you have two choices. You can either keep paying $500 or $600 a month, or you can do it the real way and just change your diet, change exercise just a little bit. I don't see the strut in this. Like, I really don't. I don't. And so especially tweeting out yesterday that I have a major announcement at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned. That ain't major. Like, I'm not getting my popcorn ready for this crap. I'm not. Like, I just don't see it. I just don't. Yeah, see, I agree. Like, to Trent, I love this. Give Americans like a free gym membership or something like that. You know, give me a credit for a tax break for being healthy. If you really want a maha, then give people tax breaks for gym memberships or tax breaks for healthy food, you know, instead of going to McDonald's and make welfare, EBT and SNAP pay for raw foods, not Doritos and Monsters and Cheetos and shit like that. If you really want a maha, okay, then let's maha. Let's not shortcut and do it the easy way, all right? Because there is no easy way. There's not. Anyway, so really quick, what do you say that we just go ahead and jump in the hot seat? Y'all ready? I'm ready. Let's do it. All right. So in the hot seat today, if you saw the title of the episode, it is time. It is time to start playing the game. And I mean playing the game the right way. As I told you guys yesterday, all right, if you get into a battle with me, all right, whether it's physical, especially physical, because I'm old, all right, I'm old. I ain't playing fair no more. But if you get into a battle with me, physically, emotionally, mentally, verbally, expect the unexpected, all right? And you can take the high ground, the moral high ground, all you want. You do that, you're going to lose, I promise you. Because like I told you guys yesterday, I'm like Denzel in Remember the Titans. I'm going to win. I am a winner. I'm going to win. And the Republicans, if you want to learn anything to the GOP from Nancy Pelosi and the rest of these retards, if there's anything that you can look at that particular party and go, we need to do that, it's their ability to win at all costs. They don't even have the majority in anything right now, and yet the government is still shut down because they're willing to do whatever is possible to win elections, all of that. They're willing to do whatever it takes. So, GOP, listen up. It's time to play the game. Let's play it. So, we'll start off with Brian Krankenstein. All right, this is a video that he just put out, and I don't really ever agree with this moron, but listen to what he has to say.
The first thing that I noticed this morning after the demolition of the Republicans in the elections last night was that instead of thinking, hey, what did we do wrong? Let's try and win more votes. Republicans were calling to end the filibuster so that they could end mail-in voting so that they could make it more difficult to vote.
No, Puddin. That's not what we're talking about, okay? We're talking about to take a page from the Democrat playbook, and that's do whatever it takes to win, okay? Because let's be real about something here, okay? Let's be honest with one another, all right? And if you're a Democrat, if you're a liberal, you'll get this. Why do you think they're fighting ICE in the street? Why do you think there are sanctuary cities? Why do you think people like Zohan Mama Bama Dami and Omar Fathead, Dearborn, Michigan, some places in Texas, why do you think all this shit exists? Why do you think they're still fighting? Why do you think they're holding the government hostage for illegals and healthcare? Why? Why do you think that? Why do you think they don't want voter ID? Why do you think they don't want paper ballots? Why do you think they don't want same-day elections? Because they know in a fair election, in an election with no or minimum amount of tomfoolery, they're going to lose 9 out of 10 times. Now, California, New York City, gone. Massachusetts, all those places, gone, 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 gone. If it was free, if it was fair, legit, same day, November 4th, 5th, whatever the day is, that's the only time you can vote, and your ass has to be in person, and you have to pull out this little ID, you lose. You lose. If Democrats were forced to vote by the Constitution that they love so much, they'd never win an election, ever. They'd never win one. And they know that. That's why they hate ICE so much. That's why they hate the National Guard coming to their cities so much. That's why they hate Tom Homan so much. Because without all of that, they lose 9 times out of 10. And that is why it's time to take their toys away and put their asses to bed. Now, Mike Johnson had this to say on the subject.
In next year's midterms. The third reason is we got a very favorable map. You shouldn't miss this either.
I was very bullish even before the current redistricting battles began. As we sit here today, there are 13 House Democrats sitting in districts that President Trump won. There's another 21 of them in districts he came within 5 points of winning. There's only three, conversely, there's only three House Republicans sitting in districts that Kamala Harris won. That's a lopsided map. And after redistricting, we think we'll net a few more seats, handful, maybe 6 to 8. We're in very good position to make history and grow this majority. And finally,
again, a little bit of respect for Mike there, but understand something, Mike. I understand something. You could take a red crayon to the entire map of the United States and you could draw the lines however the hell you want to draw them. However, you and the entire GOP could take a map of the United States and go state by state and draw the maps however the hell you wanted to draw them. If you are not willing to play the game by Democrat rules, you're still going to lose the midterms. You're still going to lose in 2028. You're still going to continue to lose. Take this to the bank. There's only one person in this country right now for the entire GOP that knows how to win. And that's Donald Jaquarius Trump. He's the only one that knows how to win. He's it. Because he'll get down on that level. He'll play dirty. He'll be nasty. He'll do what it takes. He'll do whatever it takes to win and to secure the GOP for this country. The rest of you peckerheads aren't. Yeah. And Sadie, I know, cheaters are going to cheat. I know. But you can cut their legs right out from under them. Guys, listen to me. They could fix this entire problem in a month if their balls just dropped. Like, I'm not asking for anything crazy. I'm just asking for your balls to drop. I mean, obviously, Sarah McBride's balls have dropped. I mean, shit, he's got bigger balls than damn half the GOP. All right? You have Fang Fang Bang Bang, who should be in prison, who should be in prison right now, strutting around, and the GOP's just nothing. Yeah, Josh, you're absolutely right. I used to say this all the time. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. That's the logic. That is the logic. Jersey, make the only thing eligible for EBT and SNAP be MREs and watch everyone get back to work and get healthy again. Man, I'd love that. Just ship a box of MREs to their house. I'd love that. That would be amazing. But again, as I said, you can redistrict, you can redraw, you can do whatever the hell you want. If you don't fix the election process, you're still screwed. You're still going to lose the midterms. What happened the other night is going to happen again and again and again and again and again. All right. You're fixing a symptom. By redrawing the maps, you're fixing a symptom. All right. You're not going in there and killing the cancer. Okay. You're just fixing the nausea. You're fixing the headaches. All right. You're taking Tylenol as a stage 4 cancer patient for a headache. That's all you're doing. You're just pushing off the inevitable. All right. Get off your asses. Okay. Grab your nuts. And let's make some big boy decisions. And let's start killing the cancer. How about we do that? Okay. How about we do that? I think that's a better idea. I mean, President Trump's got it figured out. And that's why I said he's the only one that knows how to win. And they need to listen. Because if they don't, they're in trouble. They're in a lot of trouble. Listen to the president.
It's time for Republicans to do what they have to do, and that's terminate the filibuster. It's the only way you can do it.
That's it.
And if you don't terminate the filibuster, you'll be in bad shape. We won't pass any legislation. There'll be no legislation passed for 3 1/4. We have 3 1/4 years, so that's a long time. But when they can't do an extension, and John, I think they've done an extension every single time they've ever been asked forever. This is the first time they haven't done an extension. Extensions are supposed to be easy, but if they won't do an extension, they won't do any bill, even a simple bill. And we should do our own bills. We should get out. We should do our own bills. We should open up. We should start tonight with the country's open. Congratulations. Then we should pass voter ID.
We should pass no mail-in voting. We should pass all the things that we want to pass, make our elections secure and safe, because California is a disaster. Many of the states are disasters. But can you imagine when they vote almost unanimously against voter ID? All we want is voter ID. You go to a grocery store, you have to give ID. You go to a gas station, you give ID. But for voting, they want no voter ID. It's only for one reason, because they cheat. We would pass that in 15 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, it's that simple. Like, can you guys just sit back for just a second? And I'm being serious. Can you just sit back for just a second and imagine us in the end of November next year doing this show, having a conversation, and not having to talk about voter fraud in the midterms, not having to talk about, well, 600,000 illegal people voted in this country in the midterms. Can you imagine that for a second? Now, voter turnout's not going to be as high, and I don't really give a shit. I really don't. You know, to the Democrats that say, well, we can't have voter ID because that makes it harder to vote. It should be hard to vote. Like, damn, it should be hard to vote. It shouldn't be. You shouldn't be able to just walk up to any place or check your damn mailbox, for God's sakes, and just check a box to vote for who is going to be the most powerful person in the whole country. This shouldn't be easy. Everybody should not be able to do it. Like, I'm sorry, you shouldn't. And I have no sympathy for that statement. None. And I'm not sorry for it. It should be hard to vote. You should have voter ID. All right? There should be no mail-in early voting. No, there shouldn't be. We didn't do it 30 years ago. You got your ass up and you stood in line for 2 or 3 hours to check a box on a sheet of paper. And then you hand counted that shit and turned it in. It's not that hard. Okay? Every single thing that Florida is doing, that should be the standard. Florida's got one of the largest populations in this country, and they get their shit in before midnight. Poof. Done. I'm going to tell you how ridiculous this is. I mean, for anybody that says, oh man, come on now, having a picture ID or a government issued or a photo ID shouldn't be. No, Todd, that's ridiculous. Folks, there is a youth football program in the state of Mississippi. A youth football program. They require 6-year-olds. Six. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6-year-olds to go to the DMV and get a state-issued ID to prove that the 6-year-old is 6. So what you're... And I hear people say all the time, well, you need an ID to vote. I mean, you need an ID to get alcohol. You need an ID to drive. You need an ID for a pay. You need an ID for this. No. That ain't as bad. This horrible. You mean to tell me that I've got friends that had to take their six-year-old, to the DMV to get a photo ID to play a game, but you're telling me it's too hard for a grown-ass adult to take his happy ass to the DMV and get a picture ID? That's impossible, but a 6-year-old can do it? Yeah, whatever. Get the hell out of here with that crap. Sorry. No. Jersey. Not for nothing, President Lincoln suspended constitutional amendments like habeas corpus when dealing with insurrectionists. I think it's time for some Lincoln energy, play to win, period. I'm sorry. I think it's time for some Dr. Evil energy. Like, I'm sorry. Like, Dr. Doom, Victor Von Doom energy. It's time for that. It's time for supervillain energy. I'm sorry. I'm your man. Period. It's retarded. But they could fix this whole problem in a month. All of it. They could secure, folks, they could secure our elections for a very long time. They could fix every problem that we have in this country in a month just by securing the election process. Fixes so many problems, and it guarantees, at least. Because right now, me and you, we're debating on just how bad our country is right now. We're debating it, all right? Because at the end of the day, like Jersey said this morning, we really don't know who all voted in New Jersey. We don't know. In California, I saw a video this morning where this elected official was to vote for Prop 50 was literally carrying a group of like 25 Chinese people that spoke no English, none. No English to go vote for Prop 50. They didn't even know what the hell they were voting for. They were just doing what they were told to do. That was it. And so, like, right now, as it stands, for the last 4, 6, 8 years, however long you want to talk about it, or how long you want to go back, we're debating on how bad our country is. But at the end of the day, do we really know? Do we really know? Because we don't know who's voting. Whether it be illegals, they have no idea what they're doing. They can't even read the damn ballot. They're just checking boxes they were told to check. Hell, dead people are voting. We don't really know. And so at least, if we have a secure, legit election where we know you have to go in and go, yes, I am this person. This is me. You see the photo? That's me. Cool. Check it. Good. Address. It all matches. Cool. Hand me my piece of paper. Let me go pull the curtain back. Check. Boom. And then you have 20, 30 people at every precinct going, 1, 2, 3. I'm not finished yet. 4, 5. At least if we get that done, at least. If Mama Dami gets elected, I can look at this country and go, yep, it's a shithole. Because he got elected legitimately. And so, yeah, we're screwed. We're totally screwed. Now, I don't really know. Because I don't really know who's voting. I really don't. I really don't. So, for me, a secure election means I can put my finger on the pulse of the country and know that it's accurate. And that's really all I want. As an American, I don't mind. I don't mind losing. Okay? As an American, as a human, as a man, I don't mind losing. All right? I hate it. And I hate losing more than probably anybody in this on this show right now. But at least I know, hey, you know, we lost fair and square. All right? Yeah, it's a shithole. And for 4 years, it's going to be running the ground. But we lost fair and square. We can't say that right now. We haven't been able to say that for a very long time. And that's why I'm so pissed off at the GOP, because I really think that Tuesday would have went a whole lot different if 30 days ago the GOP just would have went filibuster over, past the CR. We're passing it now. We're passing it now. We're passing voter ID. We're passing paper ballots now. We're doing it now. Tuesday would have went very different. Very different. You know it, I know it, and they know it. That's why they're fighting it, because they know they're going to lose. They know it. I'm really starting to, from Jersey, I'm really starting to think they just don't want to get off their ass and actually have to work. They like being able to blame shit on demon rats. It's an easy scapegoat. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I've said this before. You're not fixing DC. The only way you fix DC is if you fire everybody. Everybody. Send everybody's ass home and start over. That's the only way to fix it. And that's never going to happen. So moving on. I'm on a soapbox here. All right. This is from President Trump talking about the Democrats will terminate. And this is why they have to do it. Okay. Because Trump knows. The Democrats will terminate the filibuster. If they win the majority, they'll break it. They'll burn it down. All right? And if they assume control of the House or the Senate, they'll burn it down. We got to do it first, because there's no if, and, or but about it. They will break the filibuster. If come the midterms, they assume control of the House and the Senate, or either or, that's the first thing on the agenda. They will break the filibuster, and then we're cooked. It's over. There will be no voter ID. there will be no secure election. This is, guys, listen, y'all know I don't like to fearmonger. I don't like to do that shit. I don't. Folks, the Lord, he's not knocking on the door right now. He's beating it. And I really think the next year could be our last one. It could be my last one hosting a show like this. It could be Graham's last year. Because think of everything they have said that they're going to do. They're not that they're thinking about doing, not that possibly could happen. Now listen to Fang Fang Bang Bang, Jasmine Crockett, and old AOC. They're telling you everything they're going to do the next time they assume control. They're going to investigate. Donald Trump will be impeached. A lot of people will go to jail. Cash, Dan will be under investigation. Bondi, all of them. They will spend the next 2 years of the Trump presidency in so much litigation, so many court battles, that the economy will be an afterthought. Epstein won't even be thought about. Nobody's going to give a shit about anything except shutting everything down. And then when they win the presidential election in 2028, you can forget. The only place you'll be able to see me, Graham, Chad, Crowder, Dan is here on Rumble. That's it. Because they will shut Meta down. They will shut Twitterverse down. They'll ship Elon back to South Africa. They'll send him back to South Africa, and they'll make them sell Twitter. I promise. TikTok, they'll shut it all down. And then it'll be over. We have a year to fix this. Charlie's murder was God's Hail Mary to get this country back on track. I firmly believe that. I've said that multiple times. That was God's wake-up moment. The next year is America's wake-up moment. This is a Hail Mary for us. And if we don't get this fixed, and we don't pop this filibuster, break this thing, I don't give a shit if it's frowned upon. I don't care. I don't care. As Megan said it herself, pull your head out of your ass and get your shit together. All right? Start playing the game. Because if you don't, you're not going to suffer. You're still going to get paid to go to the Capitol building. You're still going to get paid to vote nay and yay. We're the ones that's going to suffer. And suffer a lot. And it's going to be, we just think that Joe Biden was bad. Can you even imagine who they're going to prop up? Can you imagine a President Lucifer? Can you imagine that for a second? You might imagine how bad that's going to be. You know, they're arresting people in the UK for memes. For memes. Don't think that can't happen here. It can. It can. And so you got a year. You got to figure it out. You have to figure it out. Really simply put by Gunther, and I agree, and I'm here for it. Really simply put, nuke the filibuster and pass these simple election laws. Proof of citizenship, not hard to do. Voter ID, not hard to do. Same day voting and paper ballots, it's not hard. Guys, this is really, really not complicated. There's nothing hard about this. There's nothing, the swamp doesn't even, and it's again, it's one of those things like I talked about earlier. It's one of those things that pisses me off that we even have to have this conversation. Like that we have to have the conversation that if you're a citizen, should you be allowed to elect the American president? Well, yeah, if you're a citizen. Well, what if you're not? Then no. I mean, I don't work at McDonald's. but I'm not just going to walk into McDonald's and just jump on the cook line. It's not that complicated. It's really not. And if a six-year-old can get a photo ID in rural redneck Mississippi, then the black dude in Atlanta can go get one too. All right? The black dude in the Delta of Mississippi can go get one too. All right? It's not hard. It ain't difficult. You can get a certificate of live birth at any courthouse that you were born in. And carry in your social security card, you can do that online. You can get it shipped right to you. Not that hard. And then carry your happy ass and smile. Take your photo and move on. You would think I'm teaching like damn trigonometry today, but it's really not. And I'm really starting to like old Tuberville. And now that I live in Alabama, if I'm still here, I'm voting for him. Don't tell nobody, though. So Tubbs said this, Americans don't care about Senate rules. No, we don't. We don't give a shit about your parliamentary procedure. We don't care. We want results. I don't give a shit what it takes for you to do it. I don't care what rules you have to bend or whose feelings you have to hurt. All right. I don't care about your rules. I care about your results. Tubbs is speaking the truth here. Our troops, law enforcement, air traffic controllers should not be held hostage by woke, by anybody. Blow up the filibuster. Blow it up. And no, Josh, trig is, it's not easy for everybody. I could do it. Ron Johnson says the same thing, like echoing it. POTUS is 100% correct. We know Democrats will nuke the filibuster as soon as they're able to solidify their grip on power. We should act first in order to pass the laws that benefit the American people. Because you know, and I mean, it's really simply put, like I understand, guys, I'm speaking in crayon, but that's the only thing I'm good at. Because look at it this way. For those who think that busting the filibuster is a bad move for the Republicans. Well, let me ask you this. When it comes down to busting the filibuster, the Republicans are going to do it for the American people, whereas the Democrats are going to bust the filibuster not for the American people. It's not rocket science. It's really not that damn hard. It's really not. And this is what makes me sick to my stomach. And I called it. I absolutely called it. I knew what they were doing when they did it. So according to Politico and Eric, a deal is near to reopen the government now that the election is over. John Thune teeing up a coming vote tomorrow, making changes to keep the government open longer and likely to stay through the weekend. That's always been. Like I said, guys, the Democrats know how to play the game. And the Republicans know how to play the game, too. They just won't do it because they don't have a sack. All right, they don't. They don't have a sack. And I got some information for you guys. Take this number down. If you're asking, and a lot of people in the Dear America chat yesterday and today has said, well, what do we do? What do we do? You're giving us problems without solutions. Well, here's a solution. I got one for you. This is John Thune's office. This is his number. 202-224-2321. I've already called him twice. Left voicemails. Call him. And say, hey, bro. Time to nuke the filibuster. I'm an American. I'm a voter. You work for me. Get it done. There's his number. Give him a call. Holler at him. Holler at your boy. Because it needs to happen. Every American should be blowing this phone number up right now. And telling Thune, hey bro, sack up. All right, we need you. All right, we need you. Sack up. Do your damn job. But anyway, God, this show went by so fast. That's all the time I got, guys. We're not going to do any premium today. We've got stuff to do later on this afternoon. I will be no hot seat tomorrow, obviously. It's Friday. But I will be live on Dear America first thing in the morning. Have no idea what we're going to talk about, but we'll figure that out in the morning, I guess. But before I get out of here, guys, listen, do not forget to hit the like button. Don't forget to hit that share button, repost button, whatever it's called at this point. Appreciate all you guys this week. I mean, you guys continue to show up, hang out, do all these cool things with me. I always tell you guys how much I appreciate you. And I really do. Me and Kendra talk about it all the time. But you know the deal. I love you. I miss you. You know that I mean it. I'm going to pray this thing out like I promised you that I would. And we'll get out of here. So hit the subscribe button. Give some subscriptions. Or, you know, don't. Whatever. But let us pray. You know what? I'm going to do this. Because I pray on Dear America, I think we're just going to do invitationals here on the hot seat. I think we're going to do that. I think that's the way I'm going to do it. Okay, I think we're just going to do an invitational. So this is an opportunity for you. There's 600 of you watching the show right now. And listen, if you're wondering who this Jesus guy is that me and Graham talk about all the time, right now I'm going to give you an invitation to find out. It's free. It costs you nothing. It's nothing you can earn. It's freely given. All you have to do is accept it. That's it. The book of Romans tells us in plain English that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. It's that simple. So I'm going to lead you guys in a prayer, and I want you to pray it with me. And I want you to take this opportunity, if you've never done it, if you've never met Jesus, I want you to take this opportunity to meet him. And maybe you do know Jesus. You just haven't talked to him in a while. And maybe you just need to come on back home and get back into the church and get back into that relationship with Jesus. For your family, for your wife, for your husband, for your kids, to be that example that you really need to be for your family and your community. All right, let's do this. Father God, I come to you this afternoon as a sinner in need of saving. And Lord, I believe in my heart that you came to this earth as man and as God, and that you lived a sinless, perfect life. And at the end of the road, you carried that cross up the hill, that you laid down on top of it, that you was innocently convicted and nailed to that cross. Lord, thank you for sacrificing your life for me. And I believe in my heart that you died for me. And Lord, I also believe that 3 days later that you rose from the dead to prove that you were the Messiah, and that you were the King of Kings and the everlasting Alpha and Omega. Lord, come into my heart. Save my soul. Lead me by your Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. And I cannot wait to see you again, not as a stranger, but as a friend. Amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer, if you came back to the flock, shoot me an email. Let me know. Todd@DearAmericaMedia.com. I want to celebrate with you. I really do. I want to celebrate with you. I want to celebrate you here on the hot seat. Have a great day, everybody. I will see you guys in the morning. And when Charlie shows up, he'll be here with me. Take care, everybody.